This is Jerry Blumberg.
The next thriller. The Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. Genesis 39:23. I love to read, and one of my favorite fiction genres is action thrillers. The story of Joseph in Genesis captures my imagination in a similar way. The twists and turns of the plot keep me glued to the story, wondering what is going to happen next between the good guys and the bad guys. Typically, the bad guys are unknown to the hero, but in this story, they are his brothers. Jealousy, vindictiveness, deceit, and cover-up define their actions as we watch them sell Joseph into slavery, ship him off to a foreign country, and lie to their father. Joseph ends up in Egypt. His problems exacerbate, and he lands in jail. What could be a worse fate? And to top it off, his family and fellow parishioners think he is weird because he can interpret dreams. I'm sure this chain of events was not on Joseph's to-do list. However, the story does not end with doubt, but with promise. Joseph trusted God, and even when his future looked bleak, his good work habits, industriousness, and loyalty brought him positive attention. Eventually, even Pharaoh was impressed with the young man and his abilities and appointed him as second in command over all the land of Egypt. Without that authority, when a severe famine hit, he would not have been able to provide food for the whole earth, including all of his family in Israel. God does not make mistakes. At times, we may question what is going on around us. Life is not fair. It's too hard. I didn't sign up for this. We question what God is doing, but we can't even see around a corner, let alone months into the future. God alone is the master of our destiny, and all he asks is for us to trust him. Joseph did not expect fame, nor did he seek it. But God placed him in a position of power for his honor and glory. What is God's story for you? How is he preparing you for the next step? Pay attention. Your story may be the next bestseller in God's story of faith. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Genesis 50:20. This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.